We need to talk about Donald Trump and the hidden cosmic agenda that nobody wants you to know about. This is about what they're hiding from us, what's really happening in the dark corridors of power, and how it all might be leading us toward an apocalyptic showdown straight out of the Book of Revelation. It's no secret that during his time in office, President Trump dropped hints that he knew things about the UFO phenomenon that the public didn't. He oversaw the establishment of the Space Force, and if you think that's just about military defense, think again. Why all the urgency, and why, in 2019, did Trump greenlight the release of Pentagon footage showing unidentified aerial phenomena, UAP? He was pushing towards something, and it's starting to look a lot like it was about preparing us for a bigger revelation. And then, bam! Former Israeli Space Security Chief Chaim Eshed drops a bombshell in 2020.
Aliens exist and President Trump knows about it. That's according to Israel's former space security chief. In an interview with an Israeli newspaper, he said the aliens have been waiting until today for humanity to develop and reach a stage where we will understand in general what space and spaceships are. NBC News chief global correspondent Bill Neely explains this one.
Hi, Allison. Well, this is quite a story, and it comes from the man who headed Israel's space security program for nearly 30 years. Chaim Eshed is making the extraordinary claim that the United States and Israel have been in contact with a group of aliens for years, not immigrants, but extraterrestrials. He has called them the Galactic Federation of Aliens, and he says President Trump is aware of the existence of these aliens and had been on the verge of revealing their secrets, he claims, but was asked not to do so by the Federation in order to prevent what he calls mass hysteria. Well, the retired general says the US and Israel have kept it from the public because, quotes, humanity isn't ready and the aliens don't want to reveal themselves until humanity can evolve, he says, and understand what space really is. Well, the good news is that he claims an agreement has been reached between the US government and the aliens, a contract to do experiments here. There's also, he says, a secret underground base on Mars where there are American and alien representatives. Now, this former head of a branch of Israel's defense ministry is 87. He was very well respected, at least until now. And he said all this in an interview with an Israeli newspaper in Hebrew, but it's really taken off after parts of it were published in English by the Jerusalem Post today. He says he's come forward now in the hope that his news will be accepted as true. He notes that if he'd made these claims 5 years ago, he would have been hospitalized, but now he says, I've got nothing to lose. Well, so far, President Trump has not tweeted about this, though remember a year ago, he did set up the Space Force as the fifth branch of the US Armed Forces. Well, we did ask the White House, the Department of Defense, and Israeli officials to comment. So far, they have not responded.
Just think about that. The President of the United States allegedly knew about an extraterrestrial group working behind the scenes, and it was the aliens themselves who halted disclosure. If you aren't getting chills yet, you might not be paying attention. Now, let's connect the dots to the spiritual angle. This is where it gets really intense. For years, there have been theories that UFOs are not just advanced technology from another planet, but actually manifestations of spiritual beings, fallen angels perhaps. In the Bible, fallen angels were beings that came down, interacted with humans, and led to the corruption of mankind. Genesis 6 refers to the sons of God who came to earth and took human wives. Eshed's Galactic Federation and these otherworldly visitors Trump supposedly knows about start sounding a lot like these same beings. Eshed claimed that the extraterrestrials were here conducting experiments. What kind of experiments? The same old story. Manipulation, genetic tinkering, and control. It lines up with what many researchers have called an agenda of deception. Fallen entities appearing as benevolent beings from the stars, aiming to deceive humanity into accepting a new spiritual order. And Trump, the leader with unprecedented access to classified secrets, seems to be right in the middle of this cosmic game.
Are there aliens at Area 51?
You know, I'll tell you, it's a funny thing because I think that might be a question that I get more than any question. It is the craziest thing. So we have that so-called area. They consider it like a sacred area. Mm-hmm. And I will say this. I don't think I'm a believer, But I've interviewed pilots that look, I like Tom Cruise, but better than Tom Cruise. The blonde crew cuts, the Hulk, and this, yes, sir. And they were in the Oval Office, three or four pilots. These are not people that make up stories. These are, they said, all I know, sir, is there was a round object that was going four times faster than my F-22, which is a very fast plane. And it wasn't, you know, it shouldn't have been. It was round, sir. They have seen, I mean, four or five guys I've interviewed, solid people, great pilots for the U.S. Air Force, etc. They've seen things that they cannot explain.
We set the stage by connecting Trump's presidency to the curious surge of UFO disclosures. But now we get to the meat of it. What does this have to do with the bigger picture, the cosmic chess game between good and evil, fallen angels, and the ultimate showdown we've been hearing about in prophecies for millennia? To answer that, we have to break down two key points, the disclosure movement and the Galactic Federation, the end times agenda and biblical prophecy. But here's where it gets really interesting. The so-called Galactic Federation narrative eerily mirrors what ancient texts describe as fallen angels and Nephilim. In the Book of Enoch, we're told about angels who rebelled against God, descended to Earth, and mingled with humanity. The result? Beings of incredible power, Nephilim giants, whose corrupt influence led to God cleansing the Earth through the Flood. The Galactic Federation, some argue, could be the modern rebranding of these ancient fallen angels, returning under the guise of saviors or advanced beings. Trump, knowingly or unknowingly, might have played a key role in opening the door to the next phase of this cosmic agenda by lifting the veil on the UFO phenomenon. The Pentagon's disclosures during his presidency gave legitimacy to what was once conspiracy. But was it a move to inform the public, or was it part of a larger deception? The end times agenda and biblical prophecy, a return to the days of Noah. To really dig deeper into how all this links to end times prophecy, we must remember what Jesus said about the last days. As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. Matthew 24:37. What were the days of Noah, a time when fallen angels, the Watchers, roamed the earth, breeding with humans, creating hybrids, Nephilim, and leading humanity into chaos? Fast forward to today, UFO sightings and stories about extraterrestrial interactions sound less like close encounters of the third kind and more like the Book of Enoch playing out on the world stage. Fallen angels, posing as beings from distant galaxies, could be influencing global powers. The narrative they push could be one of peace and unity. But behind the scenes, it's about dominance and control, just as it was in the days of Noah. This brings us to Donald Trump's role. Some believe that his administration's pushing for disclosure could be part of the end times scenario, an effort to either expose or cooperate with these cosmic entities. Could it be that he was setting the stage for a revelation of aliens who are not who they claim to be? Biblical prophecy talks about great deception in the last days. Imagine the alien saviors are revealed to be fallen angels coming to enslave humanity under a guise of peace. As Trump unveiled more about the UFO phenomenon, the groundwork was laid for this potential deception. Whether you believe Trump is a pawn in this cosmic game or a player with more insight than most, it's undeniable that we are moving towards something big.